Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, gang, morning mess back at it with a staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Tia.
Morning.
Good morning.
Tia, we have been waiting for this staycation setup. So we've been doing a little research ourselves on this situation that you think your man is cheating on you. What exactly is a furry?
Are you asking me? Because, I mean, I did research too, and I'm still not quite sure.
Oh, wow.
Basically, what I understand is that it's like online role play. And instead of, like, pretending to be, like, a knight or something stupid like that, they're even stupider, and they pretend like they're animals, but animals with, like, human emotions.
To be fair, I mean, I don't want to be, like, kink-shaming.
Sure. Okay. Fair. Except that we're in a relationship, and he is using this, like, furry identity or whatever to, like, role-play relationships online.
So let's go back to square one. How long have you and your boyfriend been going out?
So we've been together for like 8 months.
And did you know that he was into this role-playing furry situation?
So not at the beginning. He did tell me about it maybe like a month in. Mm-hmm. And I just was kind of like, that's weird, but I don't really get it. So, you know, you do your thing. Hmm. But then I like noticed he had like left his chat room or whatever you would call it up one day. And and I saw that he's like legit dating and like talking dirty to like these other furries and like acting like they're his girlfriend. So like the first time I saw this, I confronted him about it and was like, what are you doing? This feels like cheating to me. Even if you're not seeing this person, it's emotional cheating, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So there's no physical contact. It's just online.
Well, as far as I know, you know?
And this isn't something that you two do together, right?
Like, yeah, that was,
you don't, right?
That
you don't dress up?
Not as an animal, no. Like, lingerie and stuff like that, sure. But no.
Has he asked you to be part of his fantasy ever?
He hasn't really. It's like something he keeps separate from me.
Oh.
I don't know if it's because he kind of thinks I wouldn't be into it, but I mean, you do things for love that, like, you wouldn't necessarily choose to do. But,
right. You would put on that goat outfit.
Oh, my God.
Right. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a sheep.
I think if I was doing it, I'd be a unicorn.
You'd be a unicorn? But... I feel like unicorns don't need anybody, huh? They take care of themselves.
Dude, that's a very flexible unicorn.
Oh, my God.
But in all honesty, that is weird. Like, I would, even if I had a boyfriend and he was into something that I wasn't, if he wasn't sharing that with me, that is kind of, in a way, cheating.
Right.
I would agree.
Not compatible. It's two different lives.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first caught him, right, I, like, confronted him about it. Instead, it felt like emotional cheating, and, like, I needed him to not do that. Mm-hmm. And he agreed and was like, I never looked at it like that. I really, you know, it's just these strangers online. It's just the way we talk. And so I let it go because I thought I got my point across. Hmm. And then, not even a month later, I caught him doing it again. So I broke up with him that time because he knew how I felt about it. But, you know, he apologized. He promised he'd get off that site. And I really do love him. And he's not actually sleeping with somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is complicated.
But if you've confronted your man in a relationship, I'm uncomfortable with this. Did he tell you he wouldn't do it again?
Yeah. He said he would not do it again.
Well, then he's lying to you.
Yeah. You set your boundaries and you decide what's okay and what's not okay. You decided that was not okay. He should not be doing it.
True. He's able to convince me of a lot of things, I guess. But
like that unicorn outfit. You know what I'm saying? What'd that horn do?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Let's just do the staycation setup because I'm very interested in talking to this guy. I don't know about this community, but I'm very interested in doing some research.
For sure.
For research purposes only.
I let him talk me into like getting back together, and now I think he's doing it again. So, that's where I am right now.
Well, we're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation, see who he wants to put on the reservation. We hope he says your name, Tia. But if he says like squirrel or rhinoceros or something.
Joey.
God.
Are you over it? Are you done?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It's absurd.
This is the last straw.
For sure.
For the horse.
I hate you. I hate you. We have counseling services no matter what, but we're going to find out what's going on, okay?
Okay. Thank you. you.
Okay, the Morning Mess back with a staycation set up. So listen, man, we have spoke to Tia. We've never discussed this on the show. This is very interesting, and we're getting educated on a situation she's in with her boyfriend, on-again, off-again boyfriend. They've been dating for about 8 months. She discovered that he was into online role-playing, to where he would go online and he would have relationship and relations with other people role-playing as different characters. And she caught him doing it on a chat line, or he left his laptop open. She told him to stop. I didn't. They broke up for a while, convinced her to get back together. Now she feels like he's doing it again. Now, Tia, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So again, we're trying to educate ourselves as well with this. So there's no physical contact with your boyfriend role-playing as different characters with other people. It's an online thing.
As far as I know, yeah.
And he's like webcamming?
No, I mean, it's just text. As far as I know.
That's so interesting. Because
it is.
As someone who likes to explore all these different things, I definitely know a little bit about this. You talked to us about him being like a furry, but I don't even know what to call this because it's platonic, but it's not.
It's almost like sexting. Almost.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah. You know?
So again, what's a furry?
So a furry is just somebody who wears like a full body costume or whatever, but still is able to talk and have human emotions and things like that and have relationships. And I guess online, they just come up with this identity that is some sort of like plush stuffed animal thing.
Okay. And what is your man? Is he like a raccoon? What is it? Oh. What do you do? A little muskrat?
Oh, yeah. What is he?
A beaver?
He's an elephant.
He's an elephant.
Don't even.
What?
I don't know.
I mean, okay. We don't. Yeah, that's his. That's his business. Sure.
That's his thing.
What the trunk do?
Oh, my God.
What that trunk do? All right, so you know what? We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation, ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully, Wade says your name, Tia. If not, he has some explaining to do, and you let it be known that it is over if he chooses anybody but you.
For sure.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Spencer?
Yes, this is Spencer.
Hi, Spencer. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding a honeymoon package.
I've had one of these before, and I lost a lot of money. I'm not interested. Thank you.
I'm so sorry to hear about that, Spencer. If there's something I can reassure you about is that this won't involve any payment of any kind. This is a free romantic weekend stay. We're only asking for a review of your experience in return. So if money is a concern, I hope you know that there's nothing to worry about as far as that goes.
Okay, go on.
Perfect. So the only thing that we want is that review on Google and on Yelp. There are no deposits, fees, or taxes. I just need to get your okay for us to continue, and then we can set your reservation up while I have you on the phone.
All right, yeah.
Appreciate that, Spencer. I promise this is going to be worth it. Now, on the reservation, I have a few questions I need to get answered. I'm going to start with this one. Since this is a romantic weekend stay, you have the option to bring a guest with you. And upon your guest's entry, they can be presented with a personalized note. If you'd like to write something specific on that note for them to get upon entry, I'd love to write that down. Just let me know if you'd like to, and whenever you're ready.
I'll wear mine if you wear yours.
Have that written down. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue for the paperwork.
Put Roxy Tails.
I'm a idiot.
Damn.
Hello? So I'm assuming that's not your tail, Tia?
Oh, my God.
Spencer.
What is this?
We're a morning show on Live 101.5. We're called The Morning Mess. We do got to let you know you're live on the radio right now, Spencer.
Are you seriously doing this again?
Come on. No.
You're doing
it's
it
not,
again.
It's not what you think. It's not what you think.
Obviously, Tia's on the line.
In what way is it not what I think?
You just don't get it. It's a hobby.
It's not a hobby. Nothing is real,
you know?
Listen, Spencer, really quick. We're not going to pretend we know what this whole lifestyle is about. We're not here to judge, but
right. It
was online. There was a gray area where us trying to decide whether it's cheating because it's not physical. But obviously, you're inviting this girl to a hotel room to spend the weekend with. At that point, you've crossed the line, buddy.
Yeah, line crossed.
I don't know what you guys are trying to pull here, but it's just an online
wool over your eyes.
Nobody's
it's
pulling.
It's not online in a hotel. What are you talking about?
I mean, I wasn't even going to show up. It was just going to be part of my little game that I do, and that's it. It wasn't going to be anything that you think it's going to be. I wasn't even going to go.
Why would I believe you in that? Are you kidding?
And she's just supposed to take your word for that?
Yeah.
Even if that's true and you weren't going to go, you're clearly still doing this online thing that she's not okay with. She's dumped you over this before. How much more serious can she get?
Exactly.
I mean, it's online and I wasn't going to go. So, I mean, I'm not touching anybody or anything.
What?
That's the problem.
What are you talking about? You're not going to go to a free hotel. You're going to, like, send this girl there and stand her up? What are you talking about?
That's what I was going to do. Like,
okay.
It's not real. Like,
I just have to throw in here that there are counseling services that we can offer for each of you. I mean, Spencer, I don't know if you need somebody to talk you through this. If you actually believe what you're saying, I don't even know what to begin to tell you, but you're clearly cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Now, with this whole furry community, do you go to the bathroom outside or inside?
Oh,
like,
my
how
God,
does that work
Joey?
Out? Do you guys, like, really get into character?
What?
And why an elephant? Why'd you pick an elephant?
Because I like elephants.
Now, for this foxy tail, does trunk size matter?
Oh, my God.
You, man. This is what I do. It's what I like to do. Like,
right. I'm just very interested in it.
Well, maybe you should look it up. Maybe
I will.
Like...
I'll hire you. Do you work for Peanuts?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.